And Gordo is out with the wireless microphone. And boy, we got a lot of big names, Hall of Famers all around us.
We are. Hey, Roger, can I talk to you for a second?
Certainly.
Look, guys, it's Roger Staubach.
Yeah, sure enough, he's got the blue number 12 on.
Blue number 12 on.
Where are you from, man?
I'm from Dallas.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm the greatest Dallas Cowboy fan you would ever want to be.
That's what I understand. Now, George tells me, he's on our morning show, too. He tells me that you're on The Bone. You're a regular listener to The Bone in San Francisco. Is that right?
That's right.
You are their big resident Cowboy fan. And he told me the name that you go by on the show. Would you care to share that with me?
Yeah, I'm known as BDB, Big Dick Black.
You asked me, man. What can I say?
My mom hates that name.
Okay. Wow. Your mom knows about that name?
Black.
Yeah, she said to never repeat it in her house again, and I haven't since.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. Is it accurate?
Yes, it is.
His name's Richard Black.
About to be modest.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. But you know who's sitting right over there, don't you?
Yes, that's my hero, Mr. Roger Staubach, man. I got a picture with him. I'm going to try to get his autograph. And also, I'm going to try to get him to come over here to the bar.
Tell him you'll help him.
Is that the first time that you had ever talked to Roger Staubach?
In my life. I've been a Cowboys fan since 1965. And he's my hero. He's my ultimate hero, man. So I'm happy.
Well, do you know that I actually know Roger Staubach? He's a close personal friend of mine.
Oh, could you help us out?
I probably could if he ever comes off stage over there.
Okay.
He looks like, what is he doing? QVC? What is he?
I don't know.
I think that may be NFL Network.
Oh, okay.
Could be QVC.
We really would appreciate it because my boss, Mr. Lamont Hollywood from The Bone.
Wait, what's his name?
Lamont Hollywood.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
There's nobody with the real name Lamont Hollywood.
Yes, there is. It's right over here.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that the Scarlet Taint?
Is the Scarlet Taint your boss?
No. He does the promotions for the breast cancer. He goes out on Tuesdays in the morning.
What?
Park somewhere, and people come in, give a donation to breast cancer, you know, and then we send all the donations to the Cancer Society. Yeah.
Your station makes me a little insane. It's hard to keep track of.
Where's Howard Cosell? Is he coming down here today?
It's what?
Ta-Ta Tuesday.
What about Howard Cosell? Don't you have him on y'all show too?
Yeah, he was here yesterday.
Okay, come talk to him.
We call him Mr. C.
Tell me how to go. Cosell. You got to talk to Emmett. All right, so we got to talk to Emmett. We're ready with Emmett. Can I get to Emmett?
Well, yeah, he's right by us.
I'll talk
to him.
He's with
Everson
Walls. A little bit big Dick Black.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ask him if he's the taint is with Emmett, right?
Yeah, the
taint
is just whipping
him with Emmett.
That's a great picture, though.
Publicist on Emmett is
Hey,
Tyler.
Emmett, Gordon of the
Tell him that you're the publicist.
Gordon,
yeah.
You know the drill, man.
Oh, yeah, I know the drill.
He's the boss on this.
Sorry.
So
all right. No, that's okay. That's all right.
Tell him we're best friends
God
with
bless.
Emmett.
God bless. We're best friends. We're best friends with Emmett.
That didn't work.
Yeah. No,
exactly.
You know the drill, Gordon.
So put out with me.
Exactly.
Well, Doug Flutie just walked by here, too.
Tell him we have a – tell him we're – tell him the idea for the Emmett alarm.
Roger's left the stage.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, Roger's all right. Stage.
Roger will talk to us.
Okay, we'll go talk to Roger.
And then go back by Emmett and tell him our idea about the alarm.
I'm gonna tell Emmett, hey, I was just talking to Roger, and he didn't know the drill, so could you help us out? Go around here.
All right. Oh, that was a big-time shutdown.
Boy, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Shut
taint
me down
on
quickly.
Taint.
Okay, I see Roger. He's standing up on stage still, talking with the common man up there. Stage hands, the tech people.
Mm-hmm. Yell at him. Say, hey, Rod, yes. Look, your friend
Gordo.
I'm not
going to yell at him because we'll get kicked out.
They're whipping his ass.
I know it.
Well, just be subtle about it. Just go, psst, Roger.
He can't
I'm
hear
over
it from here.
Here. I'm over here. I'm down here. I've spotted him. Roger, he kind of
okay,
come
he's
out
leaving now. He's
kind of come out of the woods over
he's,
there.
He's exiting stage left, even.
He get is. In front of him, even.
All right. Let me see if I can talk to him.
Signaling.
Hey, Roger, you got a moment for the ticket? You going around there?
They got me going somewhere right now.
Okay, all right.
Oh.
I'll walk in your direction.
I hope I'll
get
the ticket tomorrow.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
Isn't that something?
Is that your handler?
Ooh, Roger's telling his handler.
Roger's telling his handler.
That he wants to talk to Gordo.
These handlers are just a little too self-important, don't you think?
Okay, whenever you get a chance, we're just right over there. All right.
dang handlers.
I know. He doesn't have control over his life. And I notice he's wearing handcuffs, too. I don't know what's happening with Roger. All right, he's walking somewhere, so we'll do – maybe we can do a walk and talk. At least we can walk and talk, Roger.
Take BDB with you.
Yeah. Yeah, at least we can do a walk and talk. How are you doing, Raj?
Well, good. It's beautiful.
Introduce
weather
to BDB.
Here in San Francisco, I'll tell you that.
It is. Yeah. You know, this guy is your biggest fan right here. And he, did you meet him?
Okay, yeah, we took a picture together. And,
He loves you. His name is he's got an unfortunate name. Brad, what's your name again?
Yeah, my name is Big Dick Black, and I'm really happy to meet you.
We thought there's maybe a relationship in the back in the family history, the
family,
family tree. Yeah.
Can I ask you a quick question, please?
Yeah.
It's about the Super Bowl you were in with Jackie Smith.
Don't bring that up, BDB.
There's a bad throw.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was great.
No, it was too low.
Did you say anything to him after the game or during
the
game?
I was mad at myself. Ball was a little bit low.
You know. Hey, so how?
I think he's run out of questions, Raj.
Yeah. That was still the third quarter. Jackie didn't cost us the game at all.
Hey, Roger, thank you so much. You got to get on to doing what you got to do.
Happy birthday. Tell him happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
All right.
It's his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday too, Roger. Happy birthday.
He didn't hear you.
No, he did. Now he went.
Balls.
Love Roger.
Hey, you should have wished him happy Craig Morton's birthday.
That was the weirdest interview. I was walking between
facilitating BDB.
Big Dick Black and Roger Staubach as Big Dick Black is interviewing Roger on television. So whenever someone sees that footage, wherever it's going to be broadcast, there's some guy walking between them. And it's me.
And he's interviewing Roger about Jackie Smith.
Uh-huh. And meanwhile, I'm saying, he's run out of questions. God, that was insanity.
Oh, man. And was the Scarlet Taint in the middle of that?
No, Scarlet Taint was it's so uncomfortable. Hey, Rod, you know who this guy is? Go ahead and introduce yourself. Yeah, Mr. Staubach, I'm Big Dick Black. Roger just kind of furrowed his eyebrows for a moment.
I
doubt he really hears that name too much in his Sunday school class.
No. For all you've done to your bodies.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Funny.
I got the giggles here. All right. I don't see anyone else of note. Have you guys who's got the Makita over there?
What?
George, do you have it?
What are you talking about?
Or the DeWalt, whichever one. Well, the drill. I just need to know the drill that we're using.
Okay. Yeah, apparently you don't know the drill.
No, I don't know the drill. I'd like to become familiar with it. What size chuck do we use for it?
You
just give
us
never
5 seconds with Emmett.
Forgive
That's all
Emmett
we wanted.
For that.
No, I won't.
Yeah, it's taking some of these other spare stations, not the morning show that has the highest numbers in the country.
Whoa.
Well, okay, you know what? We don't talk about it much, but sometimes we should.
Emmett, least friendly of the triplets, least friendly of the triplets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the playmaker wouldn't say, you know the drill, Gordon.
No.
No, he would have given you 5 minutes.
Right.
And laughed the
he
whole time.
He would have laughed and had me doing voices for him and calling people over. And
call to Maxwell.
Close. What?
All right, I don't see anyone else around here of note.
Well, come in here, then. There's lots of activity in here. At least the Taint is in here. We got some girls in here. Hines Ward is in here. Everson Walls is in here.
Ooh, I want to introduce Hines Ward to Scarlet Taint. All right.
Oh, man, we need to.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Jerry's. Oh, Jerry, you got the drill there?
I'm working on the drill now.
Jackie okay, Chan.
Who?
Is that Jackie Chan?
Where?
In the white hoodie?
Okay, what are you talking about?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Looks nothing like Jackie Chan to a reasonable person. All right, where's Hines Ward and all the people that know all the stuff?
There's Hines. There's Everson.
Where's Hines?
Hey, Everson's the one that's down a kidney, right?
Yes.
I think this is Everson's handler right here.
Oh, really? Do we want to get Cubby Walls on?
Sure. We love Cubby.
Do we? Yeah. Who's the guy in red?
That's Lynn Dawson. Go talk to him.
Is You're setting really? Me up for something.
That's not Lynn Dawson.
Trust that.
No. Oh.
Look at the Scarlet Taint right now. Somebody needs to take a picture of that and tweet it out. He's got nothing going on.
No.
Let's see if I can find my camera.
Yeah, you need to introduce the Metroplex. He's on the webcam right now. I don't know why we got such a kick out of these guys this week.
Hey, who's
Between
the big
he and
guy
Howard
with,
Cosell.
Who's just the big guy with the dreads? Is he a player?
Go talk to him, Gordo. Ask him if he plays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there.
Now that you've taken a picture of the Scarlet Taint.
Ask him what team he plays for.
And then introduce him to the Scarlet Taint.
You got to get me punched.
No, he's nice.
How you doing, sir? Gordon Keith of The Ticket in Dallas.
How you doing?
When was the last time you were in Dallas?
Oh, last time I was in Dallas, we had a game there. You know, we ended up beating Dallas Cowboys. That's the last time I was in Dallas.
And who were you playing for then?
Washington Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
What's your name?
Jean Francois.
Jean Francois.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Great
told
Jean
you,
Francois.
Told you guys didn't believe me.
Yep.
I was just talking with Emmitt Smith a little bit earlier.
That's an all-time great running back, all time.
Yeah. You know the drill, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're trying to learn it right now.
He's got a deep voice.
What is the did you go into radio work after football?
You said, do I want to?
Yeah, he still plays.
I do, but I know I'm still need practice. That's why I'm here going up and down and just working on my skills right now with it.
So you would like to go into broadcasting?
I would love to. I would love to.
Hey, we'll be back with some more on the Quiet Storm.
How about this? Will you do a radio liner for us? Say, you know, give your name and say, hey, we'll be back with the Quiet Storm right after these commercial messages.
Oh, man, you got me early in the morning. What I got to say again? Hold it, hit me again.
Give your name and say, hey, you're listening to so-and-so. We'll be back with the Quiet Storm right after these messages.
Oh, man, I'm going to mess this up. This is Ricky Jean Francois of the Washington Redskins.
Come on, low and smooth.
Oh, just I got to get my Barry White on for this one.
That's exactly right.
This is Ricky Jean Francois of the Washington Redskins.
Damn. That sounds good. That's great.
That's one part, but we got to do the whole thing together.
Well, it's okay. It's okay.
And what's the last part we got to get to you?
And we'll be back with a little more Quiet Storm right after these commercial messages.
We'll be back with the Quiet Storm after these messages.
Right, have him do the whole thing from beginning to end. No mistakes. Real smooth and slow.
We can do edit. We can edit.
We can, but we don't like to.
Cool. This is Ricky Jean Francois of the Washington Redskins.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're doing fine. Just slow it down.
Okay.
Barry White.
This is Ricky Jean Francois of the Washington Redskins. And I keep forgetting the last one. I'm sorry.
We'll be back with more Quiet Storm.
All right. This is Ricky Jean Francois of the Washington Redskins, and we'll be back with more Quiet Storm.
Right after these commercial messages.
Well, right after these.
We're going to talk to the Scarlet Taint.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. You know who you ought to talk to is the Scarlet Taint. The guy in red and all red in the superhero outfit.
You mean Mr. Incredible?
Mr. Incredible.
All he needed was the black boots, and he would have had the whole get up.
I know. He's got the great physique and everything.
He does. He has the perfect physique for the outfit.
Thank you. You got a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
All right, absolutely. There's the whatever, Francois.
Ricky Jean.
Ricky
Francois.
Jean Francois. Exactly. He was so nervous.
Yeah, he's got the pipes.
I know.
No one in this town really has pipes.
Okay, you know, there is one guy who does have pipes in this town.
He went to LSU, Ricky Jean Francois.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Oh, we got someone here who wants to talk to us.
Sir, really? You've been walking around a lot talking to people. Have you seen my brother Phil?
Phil Hitchcus. Oh, we forgot about the Hitchcus brothers.
Well, no. We didn't forget about them.
We tried to, but we didn't. All right. I don't see anything else happening. There's no one else
here. We still have 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Talk to her.
Are you serious? Okay. Hi. I need to talk to you about stuff.
Me? Oh, I have nothing important to say.
Well, neither do I, but that's the way we can do it together.
Awesome.
Okay. What's your name?
Becca Wesselman from Burson Marsteller.
Said all that way too fast. Becca?
From Burson Marsteller.
From Burson Marsteller?
Yeah.
Tell her you might be in love with her.
Is that a legal firm? What is that?
It's a PR firm.
A PR firm.
Have you looked into anything at all?
It does look like I'm
Tell
just
you might
faking,
be in love.
But I might be in love. This is actually a broadcast pack here.
Okay, well, who are we talking to?
Live on Dallas radio right now. You have friends in Dallas?
I don't. I'm from Boston.
Does that mean, by definition, you can't have friends in Dallas?
No, I just, you know, don't.
Has she met Tom Brady?
No. Met Tom Brady?
I have not met Tom Brady. I met Gronk yesterday, and it was, like, the best thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah.
And what is Gronk like personally? Does he smell weird?
No, Gronk smells great. Gronk is the largest human I've ever met. He's just, like, a
bigger than the Scarlet Taint?
Really, really big, but he's great.
Bigger than the Scarlet Taint?
he's much taller than that guy.
Scarlet Taint, the guy in red.
This guy might have a better body than Gronk, though. Yeah.
I don't know about that. The Scarlet Taint looks puffy.
A little bit, yeah.
Ask her if she wants to be in love with you.
You want to be in love with me.
Do I want to be in love with you? I love you. I do love you.
Yeah. I do appreciate that, because I didn't experience love as growing up as a human.
Oh, come on. That can't be true.
That's true.
I'm sorry to hear
What's
that.
Her body count?
What's your body count?
Like, I mean, if a rounding, like 15.
Wow. That's reasonable. How old are you?
27. 27? Yeah, I just turned 27.
She's been reasonable. A little busy.
Part for the course.
Yeah, watch out for the Zika virus. You know, that's going around. Being.
I'm not going to South America anytime soon. I'll tell you about it.
It's in Texas.
Watch out for those South American men, though. That's or women. Or,
either one. Don't discriminate. No mosquitoes. No mosquitoes. Fortunately, no, that's not person to person. It's just the bugs, so no bugs.
Right, no bugs. Okay, and so your body count, you say a 15.
All men?
Yeah. Right.
Give or take.
And all men? Subject.
Yeah.
It sound convincing.
Yeah, I gotta go.
All right, thank you for your time and cooperation
it
and
wasn't?
Honesty.
It wasn't? Oh, man.
Wow. Wow, and that is another one.
You still have
and
2 minutes.
We will continue to look for
people. Two more good minutes.
To speak
Come
to
on, it's your last day.
AM. I know, well,
tell
I'm
everyone
trying.
Goodbye. Go around and tell everyone goodbye. You've had a good time with them this week.
Officers just want to say goodbye from Dallas.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, here's Cubby.
Those guys are like...
Come say hi to Everson real quick.
Well, hold on. Now you got me burning back in there. It's like right
well,
by
things
you.
Change.
Why don't you
don't,
say hello
You don't know
to
the
him.
Drill.
He's not going to remember us.
Yes, yeah, he will.
All right. Let me see if he does. Hi, Everson. Gordon Keith of The Ticket in Dallas.
Oh, my God.
I guess he did remember us.
What's happening, boy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. The morning show's right there. We just wanted to say hi to you, as we always do.
Man, what are you doing? They still let you on the air?
Still let me on the air.
God, what is wrong with this industry?
tell them your nickname is Cubby also.
My nickname is Cubby also.
No, it is not.
I swear, it's because all my possessions can fit in a cubby.
Is that what it goes? Hey, I'm still thinking about you and Tommy Lasorda, man. You're killing me, dude.
Oh, I know.
Best joke ever.
I wish I hadn't made it.
About it. You going to tell them about it?
No, you tell them about it.
All right. We were talking about Joe. Well, we had him on. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about snuff and chewing tobacco. And he was really serious about how it's messing up all the major league guys and the cancer in the jaw and all
Joe
that.
Joe Garagiola, excuse me.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you come out and go, no, he said he made a video about how dangerous that is for Major League Baseball. And you over in the corner, it's past midnight, I believe, and you're crazy. You go, wow, Joe Garagiola making snuff films.
And he got mad and hung up.
He got pissed off, dude. He was pissed off. And even some of our others, the co-DJs there, they were like, No, do not do that. And you're like, oh, what did I say?
Gosh, I can't believe you remember that. That's exactly
man, that's
right,
the
though.
The funniest thing I've ever been a part of. I swear, man.
Yeah, Everson, it's good to see you again. Absolutely. That's the great Cubby Walls on with us there.
See, that's how magical you are. You deliver lines sometimes that people remember for 20 years.
Yeah, well.
He remembered it.
And he remembered it to the T.
He
remembered every detail and the exact quote. That's awesome.
You know what? He still looks great.
Yeah,
Cubby.
He does.
Yes.
I love Everson Walls.
All right, Gordo, great
there
job.
There you go.
Signing off.
Wireless fun here on Radio Row at Super Bowl 50.